You are listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. Syracuse's historic Landmark Theater didn't have to go far to hire its new executive director. WAER Scott Willis reports the Board of Trustees promoted the general manager after nearly 3 years without someone in the top post.
Mike Intaglietta has largely been running the theater as GM for the past 2 years, and they're coming off one of the busiest seasons in several years.
Things are going really well. 2017 was a standout year. We had over 143,000 guests walk through our doors.
He says as of now, there aren't quite as many shows booked for 2018, but it is close. Intaglietta says their success does get the attention of promoters who want to book the 2,800-seat venue.
If someone comes in here and sells out the place, it demonstrates that that's something that we can do. When we have a run of The Lion King that sells out 15 consecutive shows, that demonstrates that there's still a demand for comedy, for music, for theater here in Central New York.
He says even on the heels of a successful year, they still have to be fiscally responsible, given past financial and operational struggles.
We need to make sure that we are seeing enough revenue from those events to cover our expenses, and keeping those expenses where they should be. It can be tempting in a year that was as active as 2017 to commit funds that we might need for 2018 if it's not quite as busy.
But the Landmark isn't the only arts venue in town. The Red House will open the doors to its new location across Jefferson Street in March. Then there's Syracuse Stage, the Palace Theater, Civic Center Theaters, the CNY Playhouse, and other venues. Intaglietta isn't worried about saturation.
Having Syracuse be an arts and cultural destination is much more of a benefit than anything else. There's 400,000 plus folks in Onondaga County. There's 1 million people in the region. There's enough for everyone.
Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, go to WAER.org.